KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's get a recap of some of the high school sports activities over the weekend. A little bit more quiet weekend here this time around. IKM Manning hosting a girls' golf invitational on Saturday, and it was Boyer Valley winning that tourney. There were three full teams involved, and Boyer Valley had a 211 total. That was three strokes better than IKM Manning, who shot 214, and Audubon was right behind it, 215 in third place. Anna Puck of IKM Manning was the individual medalist with a 47, while Kenna Bear of ACGC shot a 50. That was good for runner-up medalist honors in that meet on Saturday. Also in high school tennis action on Saturday in girls regional team tennis, it was Shenandoah down in Clarinda 5-1, Red Oak over Southwest Valley 5-0, and Shenandoah advancing with a 5-3 win over Red Oak. Glenwood defeated Atlantic 5-0. It was St. Albert over Creston 5-0, and then Glenwood 5-0 over St. Albert to move on. Denison defeated Harlan 5-1. It was Kemper Catholic over Audubon 5-0, and Denison advancing with a 5-3 win over Kemper Catholic. Also in boys preliminary substate team tennis on Saturday, Creston defeated Clarinda 5-2 in 1A action. In high school girls soccer over the weekend, it was St. Albert beating Hudson 6-2. Columbus Catholic over St. Albert 2-1 in overtime. Ankeny Centennial beat Lewis Central 2-1. It was Urbandale over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 1-0. ADM topping St. Albert 7-0. Lewis Central in overtime, a 2-1 winner over Southeast Polk. Thomas Jefferson beat Dallas Center Grimes 2-1. And West Des Moines Valley over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 4-0. In boys soccer on Saturday, Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 2-0. West Des Moines Valley, a 1-0 winner over Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs in Saturday's soccer action. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Clayton Richard matched his career high with 10 strikeouts in 8 strong innings for his first win in more than a month as the San Diego Padres beat the struggling Adam Wainwright and the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3, salvaging a split of that 4-game weekend series. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta over Miami 4-3. Philadelphia beat the New York Mets 4-2. San Francisco down Pittsburgh 5-0. Milwaukee over Colorado 7-3. Cincinnati beat the LA Dodgers 5-3. Washington over Arizona by a final of 6-4. Corey Kluber became the American League's first 6-game winner as the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 11-2. The reigning Cy Young Award winner gave up 2 unearned runs in 7 innings, scattering 8 hits. Kluber was backed by 4 hits from Yan Gomes, including a 3-run homer. Elsewhere in the American League, it was the Yankees over Oakland 6-2, Baltimore club Tampa Bay 17-1, Boston over Toronto 5-3, Detroit over Seattle 5-4, Houston shutting down Texas 6-1, and the LA Angels squeaked by Minnesota 2-1. In interleague play, the Chicago White Sox, a winner over the Chicago Cubs by a final of 5-3. In other baseball news, Robinson Cano left Seattle's game at Detroit in the third inning on Sunday with a broken right hand after being hit by a pitch. Cano was struck by a pitch from left-hander Blaine Hardy and then went to the dugout while being replaced by a pinch runner. The 35-year-old Cano is hitting .287 with 4 homers and 23 RBIs this season. He hit a 3-run homer in Seattle's win on Saturday night. Right-hander Chase Anderson was put on the 10-day disabled list because of illness by the Milwaukee Brewers, who recalled right-hander Freddie Peralta from AAA Colorado Springs and slated him to make his big league debut against Colorado. Anderson was scratched from his scheduled start Saturday due to a stomach illness. Well, Iowa pounded out 14 hits and avoided a sweep at the hands of Northwestern with a 10-7 victory in Evanston on Sunday. Freshman Jack Dreyer picked up his 4th victory on the mound as the Hawkeyes improved to 10-9 in the Big Ten.
Jack was really solid again today. Defense let him down in the third. He should have been out of that without giving up a run. And gives up 3 runs on a couple mistakes defensively. We got a little sloppy, but he overcame it. Ended up going 5 strong.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. Sophomore Ben Norman led the offense with 3 hits.
Was really pleased, especially the bottom 3 in the order. I think they had 7 hits between Jenkins, Norman, and Bo. And And it was good to see, you know, Ben Norman have a really big day for us. I think he had three hits and at least three RBIs, really picked us up. And then Matt Hoyt had another good day, and then Robert Nystrom had a good day as well. So up and down the lineup, we were able to string some hits together and get some runs.
Iowa is currently seventh in the Big Ten race, and they'll close out the regular season by hosting last place Penn State beginning on Thursday. The top eight teams qualify for the Big Ten Conference baseball tournament. Well, the Washington Capitals scored in the opening minute of the game and twice in the last 1:02 of the second period to pull away to a 6-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning on Sunday night. And that gives them a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Yevgeny Kuznetsov and Lars Eller each had a goal and two assists, while Alex Ovechkin and Tom Wilson had a goal and an assist apiece. Devontae Smith-Pelly and Brent Connolly also scored for the Caps, who took the first two games of the best-of-seven matchup on the road. Since 1974-75, teams that take a 2-0 lead in the conference final or the semifinal have a series record of 39-2. Game 3 is Tuesday night in Washington. Jaylen Brown had 23 points and 8 rebounds. Marcus Morris added 21 points and 10 boards. And the Boston Celtics opened a 21-point first-quarter lead as they pounded the Cleveland Cavaliers 108-83 on Sunday in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs. Al Horford scored 20 points for the Celtics, who ran off 17 consecutive points in the first quarter to pull away. Game 2 will be on Tuesday night. Webb Simpson navigated his way through a few mistakes, but not too much stress to win the Players' Championship on Sunday in PGA action. Staked to a 7-shot lead, no one got closer than 4 shots of Simpson, even after a double bogey on the 18th hole when his only concern was finishing the hole. He closed with a 1-over-73 for a 4-shot victory and his biggest win since the 2012 U.S. Open at Olympic Club. Tiger Woods made another big run. So did Jason Duffner, Jimmy Walker, and Danny Lee. None could do enough, though, to catch Simpson during the record scoring in the final Players' Championship in May. Justin Thomas shot a 66 and tied for 11th, which was more than enough to move to number one in the world rankings. And on a football note, Chuck Knox, the veteran NFL coach who led the Seattle Seahawks for 9 years and took the Los Angeles Rams to 3 straight NFC Championship games, has died. He was 86 years old. Knox died Saturday evening. According to the Seahawks, Knox went 186-147-1 during 22 seasons as an NFL head coach, including 2 stints with the Rams. He won 5 straight NFC West titles from 1973 to 77, and he returned in 1992 for the franchise's final 3 seasons in Los Angeles before their move to St. Louis. The Pennsylvania native left the Rams in 1978 for the Buffalo Bills. After 5 seasons, he took over the Seahawks in 1983 and immediately led that franchise to its first playoff berth and the AFC title game. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.